If you've been with me the past few weeks, you know I've been writing about the notion of presence. I've been suggesting that we can understand this unusual concept, and that as everyday leaders, we can not only understand it, but practice and develop it. Often people think that presence and charisma are the same thing. Not true. Today, I offer a story of how different they truly are, and I believe this story offers insight into how you can practice presence. My wife is sitting on the dais at a big political dinner next to a very powerful person who shall remain nameless. He was widely spoken of for his persuasiveness and charisma, and indeed on this evening, folks said he gave a very compelling speech. I was home with the kids, so when Jennifer came home, I asked her, how did it go? What was he like? Jennifer, who was generally generous with her praise and her forgiveness, said, honestly, he was really disappointing. Although Michigan was very important to this fellow, he had asked her nothing about the state, nothing about its challenges, nor its key players, let alone about how things were going for her. He talked about himself and his campaign, and as she recounted the dinner, she told me it wasn't just what he said and didn't say, but that he exuded a great disinterest about the whole matter. Then he stood up and gave a pretty good speech and received an excellent reception from the crowd. Some people give off something, which we often speak of as charisma. I imagine at some point the scientists will be able to measure what's given off. They'll find some quantum of energy, something about eye focus and movement. Perhaps they'll measure tiny facial gestures the way the Golf Channel experts break a golf swing down into super, super slow motion. Charisma is about something that's given off. Presence, by contrast, is about the way you take things in. It sounds nearly redundant, but presence is about truly being there. Not being at yesterday's meeting, tomorrow's vacation, the last time you saw this person, your worries about one of your children, or just being in your own head. It's about being present. When I was 19 years old, a freshman at Yale, and very confused, I went to see a priest named Father Henry Nouwen to ask him if he would act as a spiritual guide or counselor. He listened in a fashion I have never experienced before, nor have I since. Only with metaphorical language, like a brilliant light dispelling darkness, or a deeply spiritual language like his offering an openness to the very love of God, could I begin, and only begin, to give a sense of what I believe was his complete presence. I feel as though I've opened up more than I can easily tie in a bow today. But when I write, "Lead with your best self," I'm surely not talking about the first gentleman who just wasn't there. I'm inviting myself and you to be present to that which is truly extraordinary in other people. Sometimes that might be the kind of hurt I was bearing that day, the quiet pain of your coworkers or your children or aging parents. Or maybe it's an awesome idea that nobody has listened to. Maybe it's a growing frustration that keeps someone from being able to produce their best. Maybe it's a young person striving to prove themselves and unsure if they've got what it takes. I don't think this kind of presence can be faked. I do think it can be practiced, and I'm certain that it both comes out of and results in a person's leading with their best self.